大家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
Hello, what's up, guys? I'm your foreign host today. My name is Peter Joseph Kuhn from Boston, Massachusetts in New England, the northeastern part of America. If you don't know already, I coach CrossFit during the day, and at night, I sing and play guitar. And of course, I've got lots of experience teaching English, as I have been in China for about 5 years now.
So what are we talking about today?
We have an interesting topic today. It's all about one of my favorite things, meat.
Me too, mine too. That's definitely my favorite. 那今天呢就要跟大家聊一聊 meat 这个东西。大家如果说想要对照着文本一起听的话呢，你可以先到微信搜索早安英文，然后回复笔记两个字就可以拿到了。哎，说到这个事情 ,Peter, 你是一个吃货吗？ Are you a foodie?
I am a super huge foodie. I have, well, back in America, from about... since I was 18 or 19 till like 24, I've had over 5 years in the industry. So I know lots about food, culinary arts, wine, and alcohol from all different types of cultures.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, I worked in a little bit more about my career in the industry. I worked in like fancy steakhouses and steakhouse and wine bars, fancy seafood restaurants. But of course, I started my career in a small little chain restaurant before I graduated to more fancy and expensive restaurants.
所以 Peter 在成为健身教练之前啊，是从事的这个食品行业。想着好像说吃胖了就去减肥，好像也是有点道理的哈。那注意我们讲连锁的，用的是 chain 这个单词，不是什么 link 之类的，而是 chain store 或者说 chain restaurant 之类的。So what about meat?
Well, I know in Chinese the character ro means meat, but I wanted to talk to you about a common mistake that a lot of Chinese people make when speaking English.
What's that?
So we don't say cow meat, we say beef, like for example, 牛肉 just literally translates to cow meat, as in 牛 cow, 肉 meat. But we don't say that. We say beef, and we don't say pig meat. We say pork. But I know pork is like 猪肉 so which literally translates to pig meat. However, we have specific words for those.
是的是的，就很多的中国学生啊，就是中国的英文学习者呢，都会犯这样子的错误，因为觉得猪就是 pig, 然后肉呢就是 meat, 那么连起来猪肉就是 pig meat, 那包括牛肉啊 cow meat, 但其实不是这样子的，他们都有自己一个特有的单独的词，那猪肉呢是 pork, P-O-R-K, 然后呢这个牛肉是 beef, B-E-E-F。哎，不过刚刚提到了一个牛排，牛排呢叫做 steak, S-T-E-A-K。
Exactly, one of my favorites.
但是我就有点好奇啊, why is that so? Why are some words different?
Well, honestly, it is all because the English language comes from French, Latin, and German. So the Anglo-Saxon word pig became the French pork, which was anglicized to P-O-R-K, pork. So anglicized comes from the word Anglo-Saxon, which means relating to the Germanic inhabitants of England. Inhabitants just means like someone that lives there. So from the Germanic inhabitants of England, from their arrival in the 5th century...up to the Norman conquest. So it gets a little tricky, but it basically comes from Old English.
That's a lot of information. That sounds like a whole other lesson about the history of English.
Yeah, absolutely. English is actually really an interesting language.
我给大家解释一下，刚刚提到这几个关键词，一个是 Anglo-Saxon, 他们呢被认为是这个不列颠的祖先，就是最开始呢就是安格鲁和这个 Saxon 这两批这个人呢，这两批族群到了这个不列颠岛上，然后呢两个族群逐渐的融合，就成为了这他们的祖先啊，叫做 Anglo-Saxon. 所以呢这个语言最开始就是从他们的 pig 演变成了法语的 pork, 然后呢又被英文化成这个今天的 P-O-R-K pork. 那刚刚提到的还有一个关键词叫做 How do you pronounce it?
Anglicized.
Anglicized, 就是把它英文化英语化。
Yes.
那接下来呢 What about other meats like lamb and meat?
Okay, so that's a good question. For lamb or sheep,you can just say lamb or another word called mutton.
Mutton.
And to be super specific, we can say what part of the animal it is. Like, for example, mutton chops.
那首先呢 ,lamb 这个词呢它就是羔羊肉。 小羊肉啊，然后呢，这个 mutton 就是我们平常讲的羊肉的意思，所以羊肉我们也不要讲 sheep meat， 不是这样子的啊，啊，是 mutton。
That just sounds weird.
Yeah. 然后呢，如果说我们要更加的具体一点，比如说指这个羊身上具体的一块，我们常吃的这个羊排就是 mutton chops.
Yep, exactly.、
How about chicken?
Chicken is just chicken, thankfully. But the animals' names are different. So, for example, a rooster is a male chicken and a hen is a female chicken. You know, like the ones that、lay eggs are hens.、
Mm.
But when we're talking about food, we just say chicken. But for more,、to be more specific, we can say like chicken breast or chicken wings or chicken legs.
Okay, okay. 那给大家解释一下啊 ,chicken, 鸡肉呢我们就叫做 chicken. 但是呢鸡啊有很多个不同的词。首先公鸡打鸣的那种鸡叫 rooster. 所以比如说我们说鸡年我们是叫做 the year of rooster.
Yeah, that's right.
不会讲什么 year of hen. 就很怪了啊。那 hen 呢是母鸡的意思。那如果小鸡呢就是 chicken.、然后当然如果说同样你如果要具体一点比如说鸡胸啊鸡翅啊。那除了鸡之外 how about other animals and their specific terms?
So, I just mentioned about chickens being different, right?、
Mm.
Well, cows also have specific names as well.
就是牛。
Yep, exactly. So, a bull is a male cow, and a female cow is just a cow. However, a young cow is called a calf. C-A-L-F.、
Mm, 好，那讲一下这三个词。首先呢，第一个是公牛 ,bull。B-U-L-L 然后呢这个母牛呢叫做 cow 然后如果是牛犊子或者说小牛叫做 calf You don't pronounce the L?
Nope that, Yep, that's correct The、
calf.
L is silent
Okay Now, any other words for cow?
Yes, absolutely So there are some words relating to cow such as cattle Cattle just means a bunch of cows together、Then there'sOxes and buffaloes and bison, which are both very similar to a cow, but actually a different species, and、are not usually native to America. Oxes and buffaloes can be found in either Africa and Asia, but only bison can be found in North America.
然后除了刚刚提到那三个词之外呢还有 cattle cattle 这个词呢有点意思就是它是一个我们叫做单形复义的词虽然它看上去是一个单数形式但其实它指的是复数指的是一群牛牛群然后呢还有三个词一个是 oxes oxes 是什么也是公牛吧
oxes is just like a type well actually we would also say a bull for this, these types of animals butOxes and buffaloes are just similar to a cow. It's just they're completely different animal.
Okay, buffalo 呢就是这个水牛，然后呢这个 bison 是野牛，它们通常呢都不是在这个美国本地的。好啊、okay, that's a lot of information. I learned a lot about meat today, and I learned a lot of words about animals. Thank you so much.
It is absolutely my pleasure. I love talking about food, and now I hope you know the difference between these words and how to use them properly.
I should do now. See you next time on Morning English.
All right. Thanks for having me, Kara. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.